Former Prime Minister of Canada, I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Marianne Doucette and here is your host, Stephen Pickford.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon. And it's a beautiful sunny day outside the studio here in downtown Montreal. Willem Backus will be coming in studio in just a few minutes. Today's show will be doing part two of our look at California, Santa Cruz, with country music star Tanya Ray. She'll be on the line in a few minutes. That was the part two of the program that we'd started back in September when she talked about the north of San Francisco area, but we also had talked on that show with former Prime Minister Kim Campbell. So part two of Tanya's report on her hometown of Santa Cruz will be coming up after 12:15. Then after the 12:30 break, Miriam Bowen from Jet Setter. You hear their ads every week here on Travel World, and it's time to get some Christmas shopping in. So Miriam will be showing us some of the latest in travel accessories, some great gift suggestions for the coming holiday season. And to begin this week as well, we want to extend our best wishes and our congratulations to media correspondent Mike Cohen from the Suburban and the Senior Times. And he's the proud father of a new baby girl, he and wife Alana. And he tells me that the baby is crying a lot these days. So he's sticking pretty close to home, not doing much traveling. But
Not much sleeping.
I guess he wishes he was traveling, but it's a happy occasion in the Cohen household. So best wishes and congratulations to Mike Cohen. Also, something very funny that came in the newspaper this week. Canadian Airlines, we talked about past gaffes in advertising from the airlines, the time when they showed two business class seats but forgot to airbrush the business class off of the seats, and it was a promotion, two seats in economy for the price of one, and of course people then thought they could get two business class seats for the price of one. That was not true. This week they're also running ads talking about fares to Boston, and it says $151 plus tax to Boston. I'm thinking, Canadian Airlines, since when do they fly to Boston? It's Air Canada, it's Calm Air, Delta Connection. So I called them up, and you know, the answer, how do you get to Boston with Canadian Airlines? You do it the Willem Backus way. You do it Montreal, Toronto, Chicago, Boston, or Montreal, Halifax, Boston. The time, it takes longer than taking the bus at a fare that's certainly more than the bus. I think we should be taking Air Subaru. We'd get there faster, but $151 plus tax, like $250. No, not for me. I think I'll stick to Air Canada or Calm Air to get to Boston. Thank you very much. The other airline executive gaffe of the week, Kevin Benson, the CEO of Canadian Airlines, he was speaking to a business group in Toronto, and Canadian Airlines has turned around out after years of heavy losses. They had a very profitable recent quarter. However, Kevin Benson says, well, we'll cut travel agency commissions, we'll only save around $10 million, this after, you know, $100 million plus quarterly profit. But why do we have to do it? Why can't we be the leader? We've looked at travel agencies for support for years and years when we were on the deathbed, and we wanted their support for government financing and for government assistance and for assistance with our unions. We wanted their support, but now we have to turn around and say, we'll save a measly $10 million by cutting commissions and capping them. Why? Because everyone else is doing it. Now, that reminds me of years ago, you know, your mother would say, well, you know, you'd say, well, I can do it because, you know, so-and-so would do it. You know, I can run in the street when, you know, nothing on because Willem did it. Well, you're going to be like Willem. Well, the answer is be a leader, not a follower. And but of course, Canadian Airlines, I mean, when Bob Crandall, the chairman of American Airlines, says jump, Kevin Benson says how high, sir? I don't think he can blow his nose without asking Bob Crandall what brand of tissue to use. Of course, I don't think he can use Kleenex because that's a brand name of Kimberly-Clark, and Kimberly-Clark is the largest shareholder in Midwest Express. So, you know, maybe Bob Crandall has something to say about that. He can't use it because it would be indirectly helping a competitor. Getting on to another one of our regular features each week on Travel World, we're giving away the box of 25 diskettes from Saturnus True Data Services. And this week's winner is Beo Tran Nagok of Jean Talon Street East. And he wanted to know a bit more about spa vacations. He says he likes to go relax and, you know, enjoy a massage, enjoy, you know, different treatments, mud wraps, getting a whole makeover, and he suggested a place he had been, the Relaxarium. I don't know whether this is the relation to the Relaxarium that was here in Montreal many years ago on St. Denis Street near Metropolitan, but there is Relaxarium at the Chateau Bonentente Hotel in St. Foy, also one in St. Georges de Beauce, and another at the Manoir Richelieu in the Charlevoix region, where Mr. Nagok tends to go on frequent occasions for a little break away from the day-to-day grind of business affairs and to rejuvenate himself for the weeks and months to come. So he thought we should talk about a bit more about spa vacations. They don't necessarily have to be far from home. They can be just around the corner in other parts of Quebec or Ontario or New England. There are more and more spas opening up. And if you have a suggestion like Mr. Tran's to pass along, you can write me at Travel World, Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. And my fax number is 626-3138. And, of course, my email address is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. And next week, something that just came up really overnight, it seems. We have always been planning to talk about Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul next week. And Cynthia Fodor, our Midwest bureau chief, was heading to Minneapolis to shop at the Mall of America and said she'd like to talk about it. Turns out I talked to another one of our senior panelists last night, Vic Phillips, and he says, hey, there's a Shriners convention going on in Bloomington, and, you know, I'll be in Minneapolis as well. So I said, well, spur of the moment, I called up Nicole Couture-Simard at Air Canada, so next week I'll be heading off to Minneapolis, and I'll join Vic and Cynthia in the Twin Cities, get to do the show with them from the 40th floor of the Multifoods Tower in downtown Minneapolis. Speaking about Multifoods, also had the chance to speak to a longtime Multifoods marketing executive, our media mentor, Jay Rubenstein, who will be attending the Hong Kong Tourist Association.
Stop it, Steve. Why are you talking about me all the time like that?
Well, yeah, he just stepped in.
I mean, just the talking about this thing. Here we have Stephen, and he talks about all these spur of the moment stuff. I mean, he's a real jet setter, folks.
Oh, yeah, talking about jet setter will be in the studio with more James Bond and MacGyver type instrumentation to whet our appetite, you know. But that Chinese food dinner
at
the
Pinot Rouge. You've got to come back on my show, Stephen.
Yeah, I have to keep looking for Montreal's finest.
I've got to congratulate Marianne Doucette. She's getting married very soon. Oh. And the wedding's going to be just so. It's so pretty. I'm so glad and so happy about that.
Oh, I'm
and Willem's my new wedding coordinator.
Oh, he's got a new job.
Do I get to wear pink pants and the tie, or did you send me a dress?
Well, you know, Willem has to, you know, well, I think it's Willem's going to enjoy doing that because it's something he's always wanted to do, was to be a wedding coordinator. I mean, from, you know, travel writer, a computer consultant, jack of all trades, somebody would say master of none.
Well, speaking of jack and master, in the meantime, you are telling me about all these things that you and Cynthia and Vic are planning to do out in Minneapolis. So
yeah,
are you meeting there? I thought you were going to meet in Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City basically said take a long walk up a short pier.
Oh, yeah, and Kansas City would have a boat ride, wouldn't they?
Yes, oh, yes.
Just like every city.
Yes, just like every city. Yeah. Well, Minneapolis has a boat ride, too, but I don't think I want to take it in the month of November.
Why not? You can go canoeing in...
No, that's Milwaukee where they have the great canoeing.
Yeah, Schlitz Creek, right?
Yes, Milwaukee is the place to go canoeing, whitewater rafting, you know, white sud rafting. I don't know. It depends on what effluent comes out of the pipes at the brewery.
What comes out of the pipes, eh?
Yeah. Yes. What comes out of the pipes, what comes out of our mouths? I don't know which is worse.
I don't know, Steve. You shouldn't be saying things like that. This is a family radio show.
Yeah, wow. No, it's just the truth. That's all that comes out of my mouth is the truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help you, Jay.
Yes.
Yes.
And a lot of things. Well, we'll be talking about Minneapolis next week. The Mall of America, also the one of the largest outdoor sculpture gardens in all of the United States.
One of the wonders of the world.
Yes.
So they say.
And
it should be very nice, as a matter of fact, Marianne. You'd enjoy this kind of place. Gardens and hanging flowers all over the place.
And sounds lovely.
It's basically a shopping town. I mean, downtown is shopping.
Oh, shopping.
Shopping.
Mall of America shopping. So we'll be talking about that next week, but we'll just take a short break and be back with Tanya Ray and Santa Cruz, California.
Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of Travel World. Stay listening on AM 600.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC Montreal.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Boyce, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Ah, this suit looks like it'll fit me. Just suck in my gut.
There, it fits fine.
When it comes time to buying men's clothing, there are two things to consider. Get a measurement and visit M.H. Grover, clothing for the big and tall man. M.H. Grover provides a variety of designer menswear such as Chaps and Gila Roche, sizes 48 to 62. Shirts from Hathaway and Arrow up to size 21. Before you suck in your gut, see the selections at M.H. Grover & Sons menswear for the big and tall at 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 769-3771.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
An action-packed event. Don't miss the Holyfield Moorer fight this Saturday night, November 8th at the Champs Sports Bar, live via satellite. The fight starts at 9 p.m. and there is a $10 cover charge. That's Champs Sports Bar, 3956 St. Lawrence, just north of Duluth. And remember, Champs is one of the few bars who have purchased the legal rights to air the fight, so there's no chance of the satellite feed being cut off. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Great moments in sports are great moments at Champs.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600, and I'm joined here by a couple of really crazy guys.
Oh, yes.
Wild and crazy guys.
That's us.
And we're joined by the cream of the crop herself, Tanya Ray. How are you, Tanya?
Oh, I'm doing great. Gee, thanks.
Good introduction there, and we're talking for the next 10 minutes or so about your hometown, Santa Cruz, California. We're getting around to it. We were supposed to talk about it around 2 months ago. But
not just about Unix.
No. So, why don't we locate Santa Cruz exactly where it is in California to begin with?
Sure, it's in Northern California. Actually, it's kind of mid-state. If you, most people have heard of San Francisco, and it's about 2 hours south of San Francisco.
Okay, and we're at 35 miles west of San Jose, so that would be the nearest airport to fly into.
Correct.
Now, growing up there and living there, what would be some of your picks if your friends were to go to Santa Cruz, what would you show them? What would you think they really have to include in their itinerary?
Oh, well, one of the best things, I mean, it's absolutely fabulous, is called First Night Santa Cruz. Now, this is kind of a selected date thing, but First Night Santa Cruz is our rendition of New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they block off the entire Pacific Avenue, and you pay $5 and you wear a button, and you can go into any of the pubs or any of the places there, hear any kind of variety of music all night long. You know, it's just incredible food. It's just an incredible experience. And so it's all lit up and it's beautiful. And I have a phone number if people want to know how to, because it's an incredible.
Yeah, please go ahead. We'd like to hear this phone number.
Sure. It's 408-425-7277.
408?
408-425-7277? Correct. Hmm. And they can call and find out information about that. But I also have a website. It's HTTP colon backslash. Yeah.
That's a new annotation. It would be forward slash.
You're right. Okay. Forward slash. www.sccvc.
CDC.
No, CV.
Okay.
Visitor.
Convention Visitors Council. Okay.
Yeah, Convention Visitors Council.
.org. Forward slash, and then it's calendar of events by month. And what it does is that'll give you like everything you can do in Santa Cruz. It's an incredible website.
Sounds like it's a real party town.
Oh, it's lots of fun. It is. It's lots of fun. It's a college town, really, and it's also a retired community town. So you're either a tourist or you're, you know, and very rich, or you're medium and you're a college student. So
it either goes from one extreme to the other.
No in between, huh?
Well, there is in between, but really to live there, you have to kind of have a lot of money. To visit there, you don't have to have a lot of money, but to live there, you kind of have to have a lot of money.
That's for sure.
Or you have a bazillion roommates like I did.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful place. I mean, there's lots of cool places. There's, of course, the boardwalk, which is very famous.
Take a walk on the boardwalk.
Yeah, they have the Coconut Grove there. Also, where they have a lot of dancing that goes on Friday and Saturday, you know, nights. They can have anything from a pop band to a old time, like, you know, blues band to like the old 40s style dancing. It's just,
well, that sounds like an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, and they have the beach. That's where they have a lot of the big volleyball tournaments. Also, is on the boardwalk beach there.
Now you say you grew up there, Tanya.
Correct.
Now, what would push you into country music if you were living in a town like Santa Cruz?
That's what I grew up listening to. My mom listened to
Cattle Call,
from Dolly Parton to the Eagles to,
oh, that's good,
you know, to everybody. So and it was easy to pick up a guitar and play that kind of genre of music.
It's actually a lot of fun, and we've heard some of your tunes on your CD. Do you have another CD coming up soon?
Correct. We are working on a new CD. It should be out in March. I'm really excited about it.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you have actually lyrics in the sheet? Because that's my pet peeve. You get a CD with no lyric sheet.
Well, we were going to do that, but somebody told us that we should just not do that.
And well, why not?
Like,
I mean,
it's a debate right now.
You want to sing along with the music. You remember that song, Whole Lot of Trouble for a Little Bit of Love, in there, when the guy said, bye. You see,
well,
I do follow you.
Right, we remember it. I mean, we know the words.
Well, that's true. Okay, well, you know.
Sing us a few bars, Tanya. Sing us a few bars.
Sing you a few bars of Whole Lot of Trouble?
Yeah, that's what we are.
Oh, that's what you guys are? Okay. Whole lot of trouble for a little bit of love.
There you go.
No, that's what we always go through, a whole lot of trouble.
For a little bit of airtime.
But there's also some great little places to stay in Santa Cruz. You don't have to stay at those, you know, mega chains. There's a lot of bed and breakfasts and little inns. And
Yeah, there is. There's the Wood Duck Inn. I mean, that's kind of more expensive, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. There's a ton of places. There is places that people should stay away from.
Well, yes, please let us know those. We don't want to go to bad places.
I certainly will.
Seedy places, or are we talking about dangerous places?
Well, it's not that they're not dangerous, as in if you went to, like, Chicago or New York or L.A., you know what I mean? But they are not places. They're places that get advertised for tourists to go stay.
Oh.
We call it the beach flats, and it's where a lot of the drug stuff goes down.
Drug stuff? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so if you hear anything that's by the boardwalk...
Okay.
No, it's safe down by the boardwalk. It really is, but it's not safe to... I wouldn't stay there.
A little like Jay's rooming house over here, too.
Yeah, so if you were to go ask, you know, like, where should I stay, do not stay, you know, down by the boardwalk. Ask them, you know, is it by the boardwalk? If it's close, like, in the same block as the boardwalk, or a couple blocks over... A block of the boardwalk is okay, but a couple blocks over is not...
Sure.
But if anything, on Ocean Street, there are some really inexpensive places on Ocean Street.
Uh-huh.
There are little hotels and motels, and those are inexpensive, and those are safe places to stay.
Nice blue house on a hill.
You what?
Is there a blue house on a hill there?
A blue house on a hill?
Yeah.
There is, up from Ocean Street, there's like an antique Victorian-type house. It used to be a hotel. I think that they closed it for renovation when I was there about a month ago. But it could be open by now. But I've never stayed there. I don't know.
Well, that's something of interest, of course, the Victorian stuff like that. I want to introduce you to the newest member of our team, Marianne Doucette, the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
And one of the things, she's interested in an awful lot of stuff, but if you were to entice her to come down and give a visit to your fine area, what would you tell Marianne?
Go to Long Marine Lab. That is up the coast. See, we're also close to Carmel, which is the Monterey Bay Aquarium and stuff.
Clint Eastwood's old town.
Yeah, correct. We're about 45 minutes from there.
Oh, yeah.
But Long Marine Lab has an incredible sea life aquarium situation. It's really inexpensive. They do it for donations. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. I have a phone number also if they want to, you know, call there. But I've been there several times. That's where they're training one of the seals to tag whales.
Or.
Yeah, it's been advertised, like, on CNN. Not advertised, I should say. It's been covered in the news. It's an incredible program, and it's run by the UCSC, which is an incredibly beautiful campus.
Wow.
So, you know, people, that is actually, and that and the Ananoib Reserve, because that's where you're going to see the elephant seals, the California sea lion, the harbor seals, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's pretty
neat. There's a lot of wildlife that people can go see, birds and other marine life that comes right up to the coast and people can look at.
Correct. During the months of, I believe it's August through October, it's a phenomenon. It's been in National Geographic, but I've known about it, you know, since I was little because we used to go up there. Up by Natural Bridges Beach, all the monarch butterflies migrate to this one spot. And if you go there, up, it's this trail, and they have it well marked, and it's free.
It's like the butterflies of Capistrano.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, I mean, it's monarch butterflies hanging from the trees everywhere. It's an incredible sight. It's millions of them.
Well, that would be really neat to see.
Right, I think like October to February is their peak time to come.
Correct. And there's a lot of things. I mean, Natural Bridges is on what we call our walk drive, which is it's a cliff that you can walk on, and you see people biking, and the weather's always really nice, you know. So, you know, it rains, it gets cold, but we still run along the beach and stuff like that.
Oh, that's awfully nice.
Yeah, and you also, on that same thing, is if you go down the hill there, you'll see the boardwalk and stuff, but you can rent canoes and go kayaking, and they've got fishing boats that'll take you out, and the Santa Cruz Wharf is incredibly beautiful, not only to eat on, but just to go there and see all the sea lions that harbor underneath the eaves and stuff. And it's just a beautiful place. I mean,
a lot of good wildlife, and it's protected there, I would imagine.
Correct.
Too.
And a lot of times, if you're walking or running on the cliffs there, if you look out towards the ocean, you will see sometimes a baby whale that has escaped its parents and is being a little mischievous, you know.
Oh yeah. Does it get the lash? How do they punish this little whale when it's been a bad whale?
I don't know. We just always, I mean, it's just always to us an incredible sight. I mean, even though I grew up there, we always stop and we just, like, look at this whale that's just jumping, and it's, I mean, comparatively small to its mama, you know.
Uh-huh.
I certainly wouldn't want to get next to it because I'm a little afraid. I mean, they're so cool looking, but...
Is it a little like petting the alligators over in Florida?
Oh, I don't think I'd want to do that.
No.
Very much, no.
Well, Dwayne DeVries was telling us about that a couple of weeks ago. Tanya, now, what is your favorite spot there? If we were visiting you, say, for the weekend, and we said, all right, Tanya, show us some place that you like to go.
Two, the cliffs that I was telling you about, but also Pasatiempo.
Uh-huh.
That's where the golf course is, the really famous golf course. But it is incredibly beautiful up there. It is so gorgeous. It is a gated community, but it's open during the day. I have friends who live up there. But they also have Pasatiempo Inn, which has the most incredible food, the most incredible view. I just love it. I go up there just to sit or ride or look over and look at the ocean, which is it's rather far away, actually, but you can see it. You know.
Where do you get the inspiration for your songs?
For my songs, well, sadly, I didn't write any of these songs that are on the new CD, but where I get the information for the songs that I write is I just will sit there and watch nature, or in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and boom, it's there.
That's pretty cool. We're looking forward to your next CD, Tanya, that's for sure.
Thank you very much.
And we'll play some of it here on AM 600. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes this Saturday to talk about Santa Cruz, the continuation of our talk from a month or so ago. And look forward to having you again with us in the near future here on Travel World.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I had a good time.
Thanks
a lot.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay.
See you, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's take another short break, and we'll be right back with more of Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
You guys are bad.
Travel World will continue.
AM 600 Montreal.
Monday on Newswatch, Joe Fiorito is saying goodbye to Montreal one friend at a time.
I want you to meet Lou Alter, a tough little guy from a tough neighborhood. Denis and Peg are blind. They've never seen each other, never seen their two kids. Montreal is this face, these faces. Not a politician, not a star, not a big shot in the bunch.
Fond Farewell, part one of A Tale of Two Cities, Monday on Newswatch on CBC Montreal Channel 6, Cable 13.
An amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Over the past weeks, we have spoken about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. Star Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds, structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for Mackenzie Star. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the Star Mackenzie program. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Voith, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
You've seen them grow in numbers on rooftops, windowsills, the backyard, those small satellite dishes, and you've said to yourself, do they really make much of a difference? Well, if you believe the CD player was just a fad, you may want to pass on the rest of this. With a home satellite system from Intracomar, your living room really does become a home theater. The picture, incredible. Remember, it's digital. And the sound, well, it really is like having a front row seat. If you're a baseball fan, has Intracomar got a package for you? No more fretting about not enough Expos games on TV. All this with impeccable service to match at Intracomar.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Look what the wind blew in. A spectacular furniture blowout at Ameublement Gautier. Incredible prices blown down to a new low on beautiful furniture for your home. Like a 9-piece oak dining room set, suggested price $31.99. Blowout price $17.99. Or a traditional 3-piece living room set, suggested price $10.99. Blowout special, just $5.99. But hurry, time's limited, and so's the collection. See Ameublement Gautier, 1300 Curie Labelle and Chamonix Labelle for the big blowout.
Over from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Gold finger, He's the man with the Midas.
Yeah, just talk.
Touch.
Welcome back to Travel World, everybody. We were hoping for Shirley Bassey's rendition of Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch. Well, that kind of lets you know that it's that exciting time right now.
It's a time that we look forward to every couple of months.
This is really the treats for us. Absolute the goodies. This is your show, Marianne.
I'm very excited.
We have a very special guest in here with us. And there's John. John is here as well. And here also, Chad the engineer. We got to say, we're really happy to see him back. His hand is doing real well. So a big cheer for Chad the engineer. All right. And now to introduce our very special guest. We're so excited. We're so happy. Here she is, the one and the only, Chad Maestro. The music, please. Miriam Bowen, everybody. Miriam Bowen. Let's hear it for Miriam. Here she comes in. Oh, my God. She's got all kinds of goodies.
Holy things.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
For Christmas shopping, for
we call
all
her
your
Q
travel?
Because all the stuff she's got is James Bond. You go in there, you'll get equipped. That's for sure. Miriam, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, it's great to be here. I hope you weren't expecting me to show up in a bathing suit.
No,
that's
actually
a future show. Somebody else. You were reading our script outlines for future weeks. I don't know where these things come from.
I have something special to show you.
Well, it's not the bathing suit, so
yes, you brought a whole pile of things, and I mean, it's Christmas is just around the corner.
We got to see this
beginning of November, but I mean, it's time to get those gift ideas.
I want to start off with a demo. I'm not taking my clothes off.
Oh, come on.
I do have a suitcase.
Okay. She's brought her
filled with things.
Oh, my God.
I want to show you this special suitcase, but you're going to have to kind of describe it because I can't get close to the mic. So here goes.
That'll be fine. Well, here she is. She's got what looks like an ordinary suitcase with an ordinary pull handle. Oh,
right, one
boy,
of those
you've
seen people.
She's dancing around the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
It's being demonstrated.
Oh, this is it. That's definitely her music. Your theme's... She's kicking the side of the suitcase.
And what is going to
come out there? And out comes an extra set of wheels, and she's got it. It's like a push cart. You wheel it around, and you can take your hands off of that. It stands. It's a freestanding, so it's like a push cart, like a kid's carriage.
Right, it makes it a lot easier to move it around.
Whoa.
Take that pressure off your back.
This is only at Jet Setter, 66 Laurier West, which is near St. Lawrence Street. And you got to go there. You got to see what they've got there. This is an unbelievable machine. Look at that. It's a beautiful... What do you think, Marianne?
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
Very handy.
Now I'll show you what's inside the suitcase.
Oh, yes. We always want to see what's inside. Here she comes. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Okay, first of all...
It's a see-through suitcase.
It's see-through.
Oh, yeah.
And inside, we have Fluffy.
The cat...
when Fluffy wants to travel,
yeah,
there's no better way then inside his own little traveling bag.
You mean you can check your cat in a bag?
Right onto the plane.
Right onto the plane, like it'll fit
like
under the seat ahead.
Up to a 20-pound animal can fit on the plane. There's about 10 airlines now that allow you to take your pet with you.
Can you, like, use three of them and stuff Robbie into three and use a combined weight? And the golden retriever. Now, actually, what this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a small, it's like, it looks like a regular bag, like a gym bag kind of
thing.
Right,
gym bag that you would carry sports
equipment in. And it's got a mesh on both sides, and inside, like, one side opens, and you can actually put your cat inside this and take your cat as a travel, as a carry-on item.
And it'll fit under the seat ahead of you.
Yes.
And you've got the nice soft interior. The animal will be nice and warm and be able to cuddle up. No, that's great. Good idea.
What about...
Of course, it's trying to get the animal in there the first time. That might be...
Especially PETA, with those claws.
Yeah.
You get your arm severed or something.
And,
like
of course,
that.
The passengers who have to sit next to the howling cat for the six-hour flight, I don't know whether we want to be next to PETA the cat or
what would happen
Mike Cohen's baby.
And it slides down the baggage, or it slides down the interior cabin, and there's all these people kicking the cat underneath the chair,
Well, I'm looking for my jet lag pills. Not that it's
for the cat?
Well, that's it. It's
okay.
Not really for cats. It's for humans.
Oh.
I can't find it in my bag, but this is a great product. It's a homeopathic remedy for people who are changing time zones. And what you have in there are things like chamomile and whatever else.
Whatever ingredient.
Marianne,
to help you adjust
work in
the time
food.
Zone.
Homeopathic
Marianne
remedy.
Used to work in the health food industry, as a matter of fact. But what would you say would be in a pill like that, there would be chamomile, the calming ingredients.
Yeah.
Boy, what a time for John Brody to call.
What, Arnica, I think it's called.
Arnica?
Arnica, that's
it. Oh, yes.
It.
Yes.
That's the bruising and swelling, and I actually had the opportunity to try it, and it's wonderful. It helps you sleep on the plane, and when you arrive, you feel refreshed. You know, there's no secondary effects of headaches and swelling and bad stomach aches, what have you.
What kind of health food would you suggest would be good to combat the effects of the kind of food they serve at airports, such as that Domino's pizza in the Hartsfield Airport?
Just sleep right through it. Don't eat a thing.
Sodium cyanide, perhaps.
Don't try to forget it.
Yeah, they recommend no caffeine and no alcohol on flights.
Yeah.
Carbohydrates like pastas and breads.
Lasagna plate.
Yeah, eat the lasagna. Stay away from a lot of protein. Drink a lot of water because the cabin pressure...
Well, what's left is fat. I mean, carbohydrate, protein, and fat, three food groups, right?
Yeah. Well, fat you can probably stay away from, too.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to where you're going and indulge yourself on your holiday.
In other words, fast before your trip.
Like all of us.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. So we can enjoy it all the more when we get to the other end.
Here's something else for Fluffy and Fido.
I like this.
This is a travel...
Can I see this? This we saw the last time around, wasn't this? This is a little thing, and it folds into a little teeny-weeny ball that you can shove into your pocket. It's no bigger than maybe the size of two golf balls. But you open this thing up, and it's waterproof. It's about, maybe the size of a CD, deep about 3 or 4 inches, and it's a water.
Right, it's like a size of a soup bowl.
Like a little children's cap.
Yeah, like a little children's cap. But it's actually for water. You pour your pet's favorite drink in there, whether it be Stewball the Rayhorse, who only drank wine, or would it be just water for your pet? And this is really cool. Where's Floating Camera?
Oh, Floating Camera, I know, that's your favorite.
Yeah, floating camera,
I showed it, so I didn't want to repeat
myself.
Right,
of course.
but
there's so much...
Floating Camera still exists, as well as Floating Cellular Phone.
Floating Cell Phone, so that the fish can answer.
And I found my jet lag.
Oh, the jet lag pill.
If you want to know what's in there, this was...
There are 30 tablets, and they can take up to sufficient for 40 hours of flying time. They say take a maximum of 15 tablets daily. Now, let's see here. Chew one tablet on takeoff, one every 2 hours, and one after landing. Intervals of up to 4 hours between tablets are acceptable if sleeping. Best taken separately from meals, and it can relieve tiredness due to time changes occurring in long-distance flights and can be used with other types of medication.
What is that thing that looks like a Star Trek communicator?
This is called a purse guard. What you put it on the edge of a table,
okay.
And it has a little hook underneath,
okay. And
you can hook your purse, an umbrella, a cell phone, anything that you want to keep securely beside you, whether you're at a restaurant or a play or what have you.
Okay.
And it also comes with a little alarm.
Okay.
So when you turn on the alarm and somebody tries to take off...
Turn it on. Let's hear this. Let's be prepared for it. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
And it alerts you because you can put it beside you, something that's valuable, and, just turn your head for a second and thieves can just walk off like anything, so it alerts you, and you can turn around very quickly and catch them in the act.
Like an expensive camera, for example.
Right, you put a camera, your suitcase, or anything, you're right beside you, and...
It's a little circular thing. It's about the size of a quarter, or maybe a loonie for that matter, and it's about, maybe a quarter of an inch thick, and it's got a hook on there, so a little button turns off the alarm, and if someone tries to walk off with what you got, it makes a sound so you know that they walked away, but by the time that you figured out where the sound is coming from, the guy's like halfway down the terminal. But actually, it's a really valuable item.
Well, you want to keep it close to you.
Definitely.
And then if you have your umbrella on it, you just whack the guy over the head, and you don't even have to bother
with security. Right, you have the umbrella right beside you. Just hit him and knock him out,
Give him a kibarachi across the
head. Right, Sensei Ron can help you out on that.
In any language.
You bet. Let me see what the jet lag pills got in there. This is...
It's from New Zealand. And
Arnica, Bellis, Chamomilla, and two words I can't pronounce. So
so they must be effective.
Oh, yes. I mean, maybe put the words very hard to understand and pronounce. People say it could really mean, dried up seaweed and...
nobody eats seaweed now.
Talking about food, let's say you're up in the Himalayas. Something happens to your poor little tooth.
Yes, Marianne would know about tooth problems.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you have a temporary filling mix because sometimes you're hard to get near a dentist. So if you go and, you bite down on something, it's developed by a dentist. It provides fast, temporary relief of pain and discomfort, replaces lost fillings, may be used to temporarily cement loose crowns or inlays, and contains the same ingredients dentists often use for temporary fillings. So, again, you can relieve some of those... hard moments where, you wish you could get to the dentist, but you're right in the middle of nowhere, or it's a weekend, or wherever, and you can't get to the dentist. It can at least relieve some of that suffering and get you well on your way to enjoy your vacation a little more.
I think it's time to take a break, and we're going to come back with more of the James Bond show. Miriam Boehm, affectionately known here as Q. And anyway, Marianne, take it away.
Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
Travel World.
You guys are bad.
AM 600 Montreal.
Today in the Gazette.
Ambulances are hard to come by in Montreal these days. Will there be one around when you need it?
Find out just how bad the ambulance shortage is in today's Gazette.
UFOs, ESP, ghostly encounters. They're becoming part of our mainstream culture. It's everywhere, on TV, in the movies, on radio.
Get the full story on our growing fascination with the paranormal. It's in today's arts and entertainment section.
The Gazette. It's the English language. Daily. Get your copy now.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
You've got a Friday night date with Johnny Beauvais right here on AM 600. 9 to 10, Johnny's around with some great music from the golden era of the big bands. Your favorite tunes, your favorite singers, the best bands in the land, along with Johnny's footnotes on the people who made the music. If you like listening, if you like reminiscing, you'll love what we have to offer Fridays 9 to 10. Johnny Beauvais and the big band sounds on AM 600. Brought to you by Kanata Plaza. Great shopping on the way to Chateauguay.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
This is Willem Backus. Listen to Travel World every Saturday from 12 to 1 here on AM 600 CIQC for something refreshingly new. And get a break from the usual language and constitution.
That's okay. I can do that with you.
The only language you'll hear about on Travel World is the language of travel. And the only constitution you'll ever hear about is Stephen's Iron Constitution.
Yes, I can feel my stomach moving right now.
Instead of whale watching,
feel your lunch come up.
Try to calm down.
Yeah, I'm going to try to calm down.
Lunch is coming up in a couple of minutes.
In more ways than one.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600.
A lot of fun here this afternoon.
Well, speaking of lunch coming up, Miriam Boehm, our Q from our James Bond suite here, she's got all kinds of remedies for that kind of thing.
Right, everything that's brought in from Jet Setter at 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain, some other great things here. I'm holding a little can here, Travel Shave, at a can that holds 75-day supply of Whisker Wilting Rich Lather. It's 4 ounces, and it's only $3.99. And it's really very tiny. You can really fit into your shaving kit.
Do all your whiskers wilt with this?
And, just carry it with you rather than carry all that big supply of shaving gear with you. You know, that's a...
It's really small.
It's also for self-defense, you know. You just spray it in someone's eyes or...
Stop, or I'll shave you.
Yeah, that... you go into a colony of bearded people, and, I mean, that would really keep them far, far away from you.
Samson will stop, that's for sure. Listen, I think we found the solution for the screaming baby on the plane, of course. You put a pit bull in one of these little luggage carriers, and you know, what do you call a what has four legs and one arm, a pit bull in a daycare center. But,
yeah.
We digress, right?
We digress. Now, I'm holding here something else that's very interesting. We talked about the electronic components and different different devices. Here is a surge protector to protect computers and modems and other equipment.
Everybody seems to be traveling today with laptops, and the big concern is how do they get it to function when they're overseas where the current is 220 volts compared to our 120. And this device here, it looks like a small plug adapter, but it's called a surge protector. And what it'll do is protect computers and modems and equipment from any kind of surge or spikes in the electricity. And it allows you also to plug in your modem at the same time.
It looks like a multi-voltage adapter as well. I mean, it has one side with the plug for the 110 volts and the other side a universal plug for wherever you go in Europe, right?
Right. And it's it really is very important to have something like that on your equipment to protect it from getting too much. And this is another interesting series of things. It's called Modem Savers, and it's a line tester. So when you're plugging in your modem, it detects any difference in polarity or excess current.
So that means you save your modem. You don't have to keep buying new. You know, this looks like one of these little metal detectors. You know, when we were down in Cocoa Beach, we were looking off the pier one night. It was a very beautiful night, as a matter of fact. And we saw a couple of these guys with metal detectors and stuff like that. We even saw this one guy with a flashlight, and he was looking around on the ground. I don't know, Steve, what do you think he was looking for?
Oh, he's probably looking for his contact lens or something. I mean, he's probably still there on the beach looking for it.
And don't forget, nobody eats seaweed. I think we have a caller on the line. Mitch, tell us about eating seaweed on the beach.
I'm having to take exception to your comment.
Which comment, Mitch?
Well, the comment you made about seaweed. First of all, it should be known that not only is seaweed very good for the Constitution,
yes,
but it is also very good for preventing jet lag. Also, I'm told that if you feed seaweed to babies at the right time, they will not scream and they will not yell and they will sleep very happily through the flight. Well, I'm from the International Association of Seaweed Protection, and your comments did not help the matters at all.
Seaweed protection.
Seaweed protection. Well, I don't think that's something that's going to get lost unless it's near like an oil refinery or something. I think seaweed will be around for a long, long time.
Have you spoken to the health tree about this?
I've not spoken to the health tree, but I know that seaweed is an endangered species because of the likes of you. You are not letting people know the wonders of seaweed. You are making fun of it. You are degrading it. You are defaming it.
Defaming it. Well, I think we can move on.
Let's move on to other things. But I take note of your comments that seaweed is a very viable item to eat assist you with getting over the problems associated with jet lag. So thank you for calling, Mitch.
Okay, well,
back to something.
I have something else.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes,
about
5 minutes left.
This looks like an ordinary belt that you just put to hold up pants or skirts, and I think this is an interesting way to hide money. You've got a full-length zipper on the opposite side, and you can easily fold up dollar bills to hide them.
Oh, wow, a money belt.
A money belt. But what's nice about it, because in some countries, they know that you're carrying money.
Right,
on
they know
you.
What a money belt looks like.
Right,
though.
So this one is really disguised as
it's
a regular
discreet.
Belt.
Yeah. It looks like one of those nylon mesh straps about, say, an inch and a half wide here, or should I say 3 centimeters? I would not know. But actually, it's pretty neat. It is discreet, and...
Yeah, it'd be very hard to tell that it was a money belt. I mean...
You could actually not just use it as a belt, but you could actually use it as some kind of a strap for carrying something, so... It's pretty good.
Well, it's a 1.5-inch nylon webbing.
Yeah.
Which is used a lot now in outdoor sports gear.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot of the hiking, trekking pants using belts like that.
That is something. Folks, you got to get down to Jet Setter. Don't forget, all these great things can be found at Jet Setter. Jet Setter, don't forget the name Jet Setter. 66 Laurier West, just east.
Yeah, between Clark and Theater Bay.
That's right.
And the telephone number, if you want to call for see if something in stock or get some gift suggestions, is 271-5058.
That's 271-5058. Oh. Don't forget Jet Setter. That's Miriam Bowen. And ask for Q when you go in there.
And then you'll know you heard it on AM 600.
Her middle name is Tina, and her last name is Pie, which would make her QT Pie.
Oh, yes. And I've got here in my hand a Swiss card and compact, lightweight, conveniently slips inside a wallet, briefcase, date book, or pocketbook. And you've got a letter opener and blade, straight pin, toothpick, nail file, screwdriver tip, tweezers, ballpoint pen, scissors, all in one. And, I mean, this weighs, you know, just a couple of ounces, and it's basically the size of a business card holder.
Whoa.
This is the latest thing from the Swiss Army Knives collection. They've gone into a credit card size tool.
And it doesn't look like a knife now.
It doesn't look like a knife. It looks like a credit card. And it's really flat and ingenious, and it has a lot of the instruments that you'd find on a regular Swiss Army, including, like you said, knife and a scissors.
A ruler and everything. This looks like the kind of thing you'd plug into your computer, you know.
Those credit card
jobs people put in to expand their computers. But actually, this is, I guess, one of those Swiss Army knife kind of things. It's got everything in it. It's got the scissors. It's got the little round handle there. I guess that's for opening.
Right. It's so lightweight and compact. As I say, it's the size of a business card holder or whatever
else.
You
have a pen. I have a question for you. On these little Swiss Army things, they have these pens which look like the refills you put in ballpoint pens. But do you have, like, the replacement ones, like if it runs out? So you do have these.
Swiss Army provides replacement pens. They provide replacement picks. Toothpicks and tweezers, so you can get all those things replaced if you lose them or break them.
That's really beautiful. And it's very high quality because you know it comes from that company.
No, and it's a name that you can trust.
There's no blade on this.
There is a letter opener blade.
Okay, just a letter opener. Well, that's fine. That's all you need is for opening letters. I mean, what else are you going to use that for? There it is.
Yeah.
So this is really
unless you're James Bond.
You can use it for other
Goldfinger. Or any of number of the host of characters. Let's move on.
Have you ever seen a flat umbrella?
A flat umbrella? Oh, this is neat. This is the kind that you...
It's smaller than your hand, I think.
Oh, just I'm hearing the theme song, and it means
it
that...
It went away so
just
fast. What happened to the time?
Time just slipped away, but that means
so
as well that Miriam Bowen will be back again on December 6th with more Christmas gift-giving suggestions to help you plan for your Christmas and holiday season and for your travel needs as well. And that's at Jet Setter, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. And coming up next week, Minneapolis with Midwest Bureau Chief Cynthia Fodor. So be sure to tune in again next Saturday from noon to 1.
Well, thank you for listening to Travel World on this fine Saturday. It's a shame that we couldn't get more of Miriam Bowman. We'd like to remind you that no matter how far you go around the globe, we always love it here on Travel World for people to come back and visit us in Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Thank you for making us part of your Saturday afternoon here on AM 600 CIQC, Information Radio in Montreal.
That's Travel World for this week on AM 600 CIQC. Happy traveling, everyone.